Blog Talk Radio.
About you being with us today, and most of all, ladies and gentlemen, we thank God for this time right now, in the moment with the Lord right now. Amen. Amen. We can't praise Him enough, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Prayer Time with Bishop. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Elder Kevin Vaughn with you. Hey, that number, I want you guys to tweet out. You guys have been on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, all the above. Nextdoor.com. put that number out there, ladies and gentlemen. I am convinced, as probably most of you are, is that everybody needs prayer. That number, 347-843-4559. I believe even unbelievers and folks that don't have no idea what's going on say, will you pray with me? They'll say, yes. Can you pray with me? Yes. Yes, we'll pray with you. We don't care what you believe right now. We're going to pray in the name of Jesus and keep it moving, as Dr. Crenshaw always says. So thank God for prayer, ladies and gentlemen. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, that number again, 347-843-4559. You can be tweeting that out right now to family members, friends, and coworkers, and business partners as well. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, also, too, we're going to open up the lines later. We are very sensitive to this. If you do have a specific prayer request later on, we'll open up the lines. Just hit *1 on your phone if you'd like to do that. That's all optional, of course, and based on as you're led there. But we will open up the lines if anybody's on and wants to do that. Also, too, later we'll be hearing from Dr. Crenshaw, I'm sure. So we thank God for Bishop's wife, the awesome Dr. Janice Crenshaw, will be coming up later on as well with us. Yes. Amen. All right. Hey, we're going to hit the scripture, ladies and gentlemen. We want to encourage you to read Psalms 121, the entire chapter. We're going to read verses 1 through 8 on that tonight, which is the entire chapter of Psalms 121. 121. Psalms, we encourage you to read it during your time in the Lord as well. Let's go to the word, ladies and gentlemen. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. There's a beautiful song on this psalm, as you probably know, ladies and gentlemen. My help cometh from the Lord. I think it's the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir sings that one, I believe. That's one version of it anyway. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Amen. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Amen. The Lord is my keeper, is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. Amen. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil, and he shall preserve thy soul. Hallelujah. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Oh, thank God for his wonderful word. If you all don't mind, give another praise for his word tonight. Amen. Amen, amen. Ladies and gentlemen around the globe, if you are just joining us, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. If you would, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the man of God as we open up Bishop's mic. Thank you so much, Bishop, for being with us tonight.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We give you glory and honor. We praise you. We adore you. We thank you, Lord, because you are so awesome. You are so great and you are so mighty. We give you honor and we give you all the praise. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. So shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It will not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that you plead, and it will prosper into the thing whereto you sent it. And Father, we thank you, God, for your assurance and your guarantee, Lord. We thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we come against everything that not like you in the name of Jesus. And Father, because you have not given us a spirit of fear, we come against that spirit of fear tonight. We come against that spirit of confusion tonight. We come against everything that not like you tonight, that not like God. And Father, we thank you for your word. Your word, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down imagination and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God. We cast that spirit down in the name of Jesus. Give people think that there is no God. We cast that spirit down. The people that don't believe there is a God, we cast that spirit down that caused confusion in the minds of people in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for your word. The weapon of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds, pulling down of strongholds and casting down imagination, ideas of thought that come from the enemy. We cast it down in the name of Jesus tonight. And we thank you, Lord, for your word. Your word is spirit and it is life. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We give you all praise and all honor. We thank you, Lord, and we cast not away our confidence, which have great recompense of reward, because we know that you're going to do exactly what you said and what you promised us in your word. We thank you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as we pray for families tonight. And we pray for families, God. We pray for mothers and fathers and daughters and sons. We pray especially for families tonight that, God, that you will move on their behalf. God, that you will bring a full, a closer relationship with one another. Father, we pray tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, as you stir the hearts and minds of people everywhere. Families, God, in the name of Jesus, you reunite them. God, make them one connection in the spirit, oh God. And Father, we thank you right now. We come against that spirit that tried to destroy families, tried to destroy the children of the sons, the daughters, the husband, the wife. We come against that spirit tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus, and because you know that you are able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can think or ask for. And Father, we pray for all our shortcomings tonight. We pray, we repent. We repent of all our failures and all our doubt and all our unbelief. We pray against that spirit tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for raising up men and women and boys and girls all over this world that will walk concerning your word, will walk in the perfect will of God. We thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. We call those things that be not as though they already are. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We give you honor tonight. And Father, we pray for our nation still, God. We pray for our government, God. We pray for the president. We pray for the Congress, God. We pray for all the officials, God, and leadership, Father. We pray for the church, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, as you continue to strengthen the church, God, the body of Christ, as you continue to strengthen, God, keep our minds in perfect peace that stayed on you. Father, we thank you tonight that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. We thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ who loves us. And Father, we give you praise tonight. We pray for that person that is sick tonight with cancer. We pray against that spirit that comes to try to destroy the lives of men and women and boys and girls. We pray against that spirit, Father, because, God, you paid the price on Calvary. You paid the price as you shed your blood, Father, because you was wounded for our transgression. You were bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon you, but it is with your stripes we are healed. I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, as you heal them tonight, God, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. I thank you, God, that they strengthen them, their organs in their bodies. We thank you, God, as the blood flowing through their veins tonight, God, we thank you, you're healing them now. You strengthen them, God. You encouraging them, God. God, they are overcomers by your word. We give you praise, God, because we stand on your word. Your word says, where two or three touch and agree and asking anything, according to your will, God, it is done, God, because you said your word, God, if we stand praying, forgive as we forgive, God. We forgive, God. Those who have trespassed against us, God, we forgive, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God, that you're restoring everything that the caterpillar, the conger worm, that's taken away, God. And not in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, no evil shall come near our dwelling, and no plague shall be able to overtake us. We thank you, God, the steps of a good man and woman are ordered by the Lord. We thank you tonight, O Heavenly Father, for the body of Christ. We thank you in the name of Jesus as you continue to move, as you continue to strengthen, and you continue to encourage. Father, we pray for our families. We pray for our community. We pray for our schools. We pray for the teachers, O Heavenly Father. We pray for the children of God in the name of Jesus. We pray for the parents. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you for your protection, even as they go to school, each and every day, whether they be at home on the computers, God, or whether they be in the classroom. God, we pray for their protection, God, as you protect their minds, as you protect their bodies, God, as you pray, bless God, and God, let them be able to learn and comprehend. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for it. You have not given us a spirit of fear. And Father, we thank you tonight. We pray, oh Heavenly Father, for the government. We pray, God, for those who are on the front lines, God, in the name of Jesus, working in the hospital. We pray for those on the front lines, the police, the fire department, all of the healthcare workers, all of those that are working in this facility around people, the grocery stores. God, we pray for their health. We pray for their strength. We pray for your protection around them. God, that they would not be in fear. We pray, God, for our nation, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, that we arise to the occasion. We will decree and declare your word. We will stand on your word. And regardless of what, in spite of what the news reporters say, the news be said, God, we know that you're able to protect us. We know that you're able to keep us. And Father, we pray for those that have lost loved ones during this time from COVID-19 or all other diseases, all other sickness. God, we pray for their strength. We pray for their endurance. We pray, God, as they hold on. We pray for, God, those that even in the hospitals, those that are sick, those that are sick at home, those that are sick, God, on their job. We pray for, God, for their healing. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory and honor. We adore you, God, and we call it so tonight. Night. We thank you for those that are coming off the ventilators even now. We thank you for those that are being healed right now. We thank you for those that are being delivered right now. We thank you for those that are being set free right now. We thank you for every door that is being opened right now. We thank you for every way is being made right now. We thank you right now as you're touching people's hearts all over this world right now. We call it so in the name of Jesus. We ask you to protect those that are traveling over the dangerous highways. God, we thank you for it right now that your angels encamp about those that's in the airways, God. We pray for their protection, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray you, God, for all that you have already done. We thank you for the many songs we have came through, Lord. We thank you, Lord. You brought us this far, and God, you will carry us on. We give you glory for it tonight. We bless your name. We pray for the mothers and the fathers, oh God. We pray for the generation, oh God, that are going on before us, God, that have paved the way through righteousness. Lord, we walk in it tonight, and we give you glory and honor. We pray, oh Heavenly Father, as you continue to open doors to those that are being fed, those that are being, God, clothed. God, we thank you tonight, God, as you continue to make ways, God, and give us vision, give us ideas, God, that we arise up to the occasion. We are full for every dream that you have placed in our hearts. We are full for every vision that you have given to your people. And Father, we thank you for this young generation, God, that you're raising up men and boys and girls. You're raising them up, God, that they'll walk with you. They'll walk in the fullness of life, God, that they will not give up on life, God. We thank you for it tonight. We pray for the geniuses, those that are being smart, God, that you've given ideas and you have blessed them in such a great way, God. We know all knowledge comes from you, oh Heavenly Father. We pray, God, for that man tonight. We pray for that worker tonight, God. We pray for that person, God, that is looking over somebody else, taking some care of somebody's mother, taking care of somebody's brother, taking care of somebody's father, taking care of somebody's son and daughter. But Heavenly Father, we pray for those that's incarcerated on tonight, oh God. We ask for mercy. We ask for your grace. God, look on those that have been incarcerated unfairly, God, for no reason, oh Heavenly Father. God, we know that you're able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can think of asking. God, we continue to pray for our community. We can pray to pray for the body of Christ, that we will unite one to the other. God, make us one in the spirit, oh God. Let us be one. Let us be unified as never before. Father, we give you praise. And we give you glory. We come against all praise God. We come against all illness, all disease, all sickness, God. We come against it in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you. As God, you bless your people, God. We ask you to give glory to you for all that you have done and will do in the days to come. God, we thank you for the unseen being coming to pass. We thank you for the unknown is coming to pass, that the blessings of the Lord make it rich and addeth no sorrow. Our young people will be blessed. Our old people will be blessed. The next generation will be blessed. Our children will be blessed. God, we thank you, God. We give you glory and honor. God, keep our minds in perfect peace. And Father, we need you as never before. We need you every second of the day. Keep us, God. Everything else is going down, but the word of God shall last forever. And we thank you for your word, and we give you praise for it. As we continue to pray for pastors, as we continue to pray for the leaders, we continue to pray for the congregations. God, we continue to pray, God, in the name of Jesus. And strengthen them as never before. Strengthen them as never before. We give you thanks for it. And we call it so for those that are less fortunate, God. We ask you to bless them in a special way. God, we thank you, God, you're turning their situation around. God, you're working in their favor tonight. We give you praise. I thank you, God, for that child that's on the way to college. I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will provide, that you will make a way out of nowhere. Those that want to go to college, those that cannot afford it, but we know that you are able to open up doors. We know that you are able to touch hearts. We thank you tonight, God, as you employ people, God, touch hearts and minds of men and women and boys and girls, that those that are looking for employment, God, that they'll be able to receive it. God, we thank you. You open the door before they get there. The answer is yes, God. Before the door, God, is open, God, you have already made the way. We give you thanks for it. And they will not stop because no comes is being said. But they'll continue to press on and they'll keep holding on. And we'll forever give you thanks for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much, Bishop, for joining us and praying with us tonight. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Powerful prayer. Bishop, ladies and gentlemen, just pray for our nation. Pray for our city. Pray for our whole family, ladies and gentlemen. So we thank God for Bishop's powerful prayer tonight. I received that prayer, ladies. I hope you will as well in the name of Jesus. What a powerful prayer tonight from Bishop John Crenshaw. Thank you so much, Bishop. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, you always love to hear from Bishop Weiss, Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Doc, welcome.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank God. Praise the Lord tonight for that powerful prayer from Bishop Crenshaw. And to those that are listening tonight and those that are listening later, praise God. We want to always be encouraged, as the word of the Lord tells us in the book of Hebrews, the 4th chapter, that remaineth a rest for the people of God. For we know that we're living in such a season of unrest in so many areas of our community. There's unrest in the schoolhouse with COVID. There's unrest in the hospital with the lacking of staff. There's unrest in our political system with so much division. So we know in all of the challenges that are facing pastors and leaders that we must continue and constantly pray for, that God will give them divine leadership and guidance in this particular season. But the Bible admonishes all of us and all of us that are listening, there remaineth a rest for the people of God. That means rest is always available. And we must know that rest is always available for us. So do not ignore the rest that God has made available to all of us. And sometimes we miss it. And we must understand that during this season and this hour, we must continue to do as the word of the Lord has called us to do. And that is pray as never before. Why we need to pray? Because steps of a good man or woman, as Bishop said, is ordered by the Lord. We in this season absolutely need divine direction from the Heavenly Father. We are not in a time that we can even afford to miss him. So we must pray, because sometimes God will redirect our paths, praise the Lord, to find our rest in an unusual place or an unusual circumstances. Praise God, in the midst of all of this chaos, it may seem strange, but God is yet able to give us, praise God, the spirit of rest. Maybe at an unusual time, unexpected, unusual place, but we know that God is yet able, praise God, to give us, praise God, access to his divine rest. Praise the Lord. So be encouraged and know that God is with us. And don't be weary in your doing, because in this season when things are chaotic and things are happening and things are happening unexpected, sometimes we may, praise God, get a little weary because some doors have been blocked. Praise the Lord. The Lord shut some doors. So we must realize that sometimes blocked doors, praise God, create access to undiscovered spiritual rest. Rest that has not, because the Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah, the 45th chapter, there are treasures of darkness, hidden riches in secret places. Praise God. So sometimes there are some treasures in dark places. Praise God. And sometimes in places that we think not. So just because a door is blocked in this season, it might just be the pathway or access to a place of spiritual rest. Sometimes the Lord blocks certain doors, so we will pay attention to other doors if he's already open, because we are too focused on those blocked doors. We're too focused. We are knocking on doors that the Lord has closed. Sometimes we can't receive rest because we're knocking on doors that the Lord is closed. So I admonish you tonight to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit and stop. And I can't say that knocking on doors that the Lord is already closed, praise God, because there remaineth a rest for you behind doors that have not been discovered. Praise God. Hidden riches in secret places. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us in this time and a season when there's chaos everywhere. Praise God that God is able, praise God, to take that chaos and make it a place of spiritual rest for the believer, knowing that Christ in you, I can't say that enough, Christ in you, in us, is the hope of glory. Not a man, not a woman, not a system, not our government, but Christ in us is the hope of glory. So be encouraged, and know there remaineth a rest for the people of God. So rest in him tonight. God bless you. Thank you, Brother Kevin.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, that's the voice of Dr. Janice Crenshaw, Bishop's wife, on the network tonight on Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Powerful, powerful wisdom, ladies and gentlemen, coming out of Bishop and Doc through prayer and information. And ladies and gentlemen, we really have to, as I've been listening to Doc and Bishop over the years, ladies and gentlemen, we seriously, it's always been a need, of course, but we really have to pray more. And Bishop and Doc always teach about reading. We got to read the Word of God. You got to know what the Word of God says. And also research. Research. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you for those who believe. You ask the Holy Spirit to help and guide you. That's what he is here for, to help guide and protect you and give you insight on what God is doing. I love that part, on what God is doing. And last but not least, we got to pay attention, folks. We're not saying you got to watch the news 24/7, but we got to pay attention to the signs, to the indicators that are going on in the world, so we'll know how to react and also share with our family, friends, and coworkers and so forth. So we thank God for Bishop and Doc on this powerful prayer and wisdom tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Always want to make sure we don't miss anybody on prayer requests. If you do have a prayer request, hit *1 on your phone. We'll give you a few seconds to do that as well. Before we give it back over to Bishop. So we thank you so much for those listening all across the globe. We have folks listening over in Europe, over in Asia, over in Africa, South Africa area. So we thank all those who listen live or even after the broadcast. Our numbers are growing. So we thank you so much for that. We give God all the glory and praise for the network. Thank you so much, Father. Amen. Back to Bishop. Bishop, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kevin. God bless you. Thank God for the words of encouragement coming from Dr. Crenshaw. Be encouraged tonight as never before. And let us continue to pray for one another. Know that we need each other each and every day as we go through this life. And know that God is blessing us, and he has allowed us another opportunity, for there's greater things ahead. Your next miracle lies in your hand. Your next miracle lies in your hand. Hold on. Hold on. Don't give up. Do not quit. Bless the Lord. God bless you. We love you. We are praying for your family. We are praying for you, and we love you so much, and God loves you more. God bless you.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much, Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw, for that powerful encouragement tonight. I'm ready. I am ready to, for the rest of the week. Yeah. Praise God. Amen. And ladies and gentlemen, as Bishop was already prayed earlier, continue to pray for all those in authority in the words. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about your apostles, your bishops, your ministers, your pastors, evangelists, and apostles, all those. Pray for them. Pray for those that you know. Pray for them that they continue to do the work of the Lord, ladies and gentlemen, because these times require a touch from God, a touch from God each and every day. Amen. Praise God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. We thank you, as always, for this wonderful time. I want you to have a great rest of the evening. We didn't want to keep you long. We just want to thank God for this time that you have with Bishop and Doc and myself. We just love you guys so much. Thank you for sharing this information out. I want to encourage you to just talk to your family, have time with your family, FaceTime them, you know, in videos, whatever it takes. Call your family members. Call those you haven't called in a while, maybe, and just talk to them about the things of God, things of life that is going to change their life, change your life as well. It's all about the transforming your mind, transforming and renewing of your mind according to the scriptures, ladies and gentlemen. God wants us to think more like him each and every day so we can have victory in Jesus each and every day through the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you so much, Father. Wow. Praise God. Amen. All right, here we go. Let's go. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, to always, always out love, out forgive, and out serve each other. And remember, Jesus is Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise as we close out. Have a great evening, everybody. Thank you so much for your time. Bye-bye.